Hi, everyone. Welcome to the special member meeting, which, of course, is being recorded and will be posted. I checked a while ago, and 24 people have already voted, but I haven't. I know I was waiting for tonight, and I'm sure other people are waiting for tonight so they can kind of get to know everybody a little better and make their decisions. And I know a lot of people will listen to the recording as well before they vote. So we're voting for the Member Board of Trustees, and the Member Board of Trustees is the board that is responsible for the day-to-day operation of Awakening Together. And all of our subcommittees, except for one, fall under the Member Board of Trustees. The Retreat House Subcommittee actually falls under the Board of Directors because of the expense associated with that. But our Leadership Subcommittee, our Scholarship Subcommittee, our Ministers Association Subcommittee, these all fall underneath the Member Board of Trustees. The Member Board of Trustees are also the first ones who review and discuss our policies and procedures, develop our policies, procedures, and provide those to the Board of Directors for approval. They're the ones who plan our fall retreats. Anything that comes up that needs to be discussed, any organizational factor that comes up that needs to be discussed, it's discussed and decided on at the Member Board of Trustees. So we want to make sure that the people that we bring on to the Member Board of Trustees have good discernment, are able to listen to intuition instead of the head. You know, I think when people get in meetings sometimes that are very much like business meetings, they fall back into their business habits. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be listening to our intuition. So being able to listen to intuition in a business-like environment is very important. Being able to listen to others, being able to present what they feel they are to present, put on the table what they are to put on the table without fear of what others think. These are all very important things for a trustee. So what we're going to do tonight is and follow through on commitments, really important. So what we're going to do is we're going to let each of the nominees just kind of share about themselves. And again, you guys are free to share anything that you feel within yourself is pertinent. You're just helping people like me. I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet. You're helping people like me make a decision. We have four people and only two seats. And really, all four people, I think, would be good. So it's a tough decision, and we need some help. So I'm gonna, each of you have up to about 15 minutes to talk, but you're free to take less. Aggie, Mike is yours first.
Okay. Well, number one, thanks for being nominated to participate and even be considered. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read what I wrote from my bio first. And so my most visible participation with Awakening Together has been the work I've done on the website's forum. Back in the 90s, when I went back to school to finish my bachelor's degree at Mount Holyoke College, I was introduced to technology and we fell in love. I was the webmaster for their art museum website until I took a job at UMass and became webmaster for the psychology department, along with various other jobs requiring technical expertise. Previous to that, I held various management jobs, including being a regional manager of the medical claims division for a mid-sized insurance company. My organizational skills are strong. Problem solving is a joy. And those are pretty much my outer world skills. And they've been, of course, appreciated in the world and very useful, practical. As for my spiritual journey, if you can really separate one from the other, I began as a Catholic, then from junior high on, catapulted into searching for what my heart was seeking. I've studied anthroposophy, which is Rudolf Steiner, Waldorf schools, if you don't know who Rudolf is, Sufism, Quakerism, Gurdjieff, Course in Miracles, and then into non-dual teachings. I kind of feel like I've stopped seeking at this point and remembering who I am is my focus. So, Shauna, I really appreciated what you had to say. Coming into Awakening Together, I just have found this openness and acceptance for all these tidbits that I have picked up along the way. So many times in other groups, they get focused on one thing and that's the only thing you're allowed to talk about. So for me, Awakening Together is like somebody opened the window. So I truly appreciate that openness and breadth of freedom that we have here. So I've taken MPP classes. I'm currently taking Gentle Healing 1. And I facilitate the NTI circle group on Saturday mornings, which we're using to kind of augment the Gentle Healing 1 class. And also forum director. I'm still am very involved with the forum. So that's kind of my formal statement. You know, I thought about talking to you guys tonight, and there was something in me that just really didn't want to prepare anything too in-depth for you. And the only thing I can tell you is that I feel like, you know, the Jacqueline was the one that kind of asked if I would be okay with being nominated, and my response was, yeah. It's kind of my take with life right now. What comes, I say yes. And I'm here to serve. I don't really want to sell myself, if you can understand that. I just want you to know that if there's some work that needs to be done or something that I have a skill or an ability to help with, that's what I'm here for. I appreciate you all. I appreciate this wonderful organization and all that we do together. I love you all. And whether you pick me or you don't pick me, I'm here. So love to you.
Thank you, Aggie. I really heard your heart in that, and I appreciate that. So thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. So our next nominee is George Maddox. So George, please take the mic.
Hi, guys. Good to be here with you. Thank you, Aggie, for your comments there. I'm not going to read my bio. I will talk a little bit about myself. I mean, what do you say? I don't know. So I just thought I'd talk about my history a little bit. I've been with Awakening Together actively, I think, for about 3 years. I believe I signed up when Awakening Together was founded or shortly thereafter. But I didn't really start participating. And as I started participating, I really got drawn into it. This really feels like home to me. Most of my life, I've attended some sort of church community. I was raised as a Baptist. As a child, my parents didn't go to church. My dad was an adamant atheist most of his life, up until the point where he had a heart attack and suddenly he found religion. My mother was raised as a Methodist, but she wouldn't go without my dad. So we went with my grandmother and went to a Baptist church, a little country Baptist church. So that was my early childhood background. After I left home, I spent 3 semesters at University of Missouri in St. Louis. Dropped out because I really didn't know what I was there for. Didn't really have a sense of commitment with it. And at that time, I was on the draft number for the Vietnam War. And so I went down to the draft board and said, you know, is my number close? And they said, yep, next month. So I went down to the Air Force recruiter and joined the Air Force. I spent 4 years. I wanted to be in the mechanical field. They put me in the medical field, and I ended up as a lab technician working in a hospital, which was great. I was assigned to Keesler Airfield in Biloxi, Mississippi on the beach there, and that's where I spent my entire tour after training. So, but I had a sense of commitment. I went ahead and completed my college education at University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. And by that time, I was married with a child. I worked part-time at the county hospital as a lab tech. And also during that time, I got a divorce. So that was rather disruptive, but I did finish my education. I should have stayed, looking back, as a lab tech, but I didn't. My uncle had a business in St. Louis, and he needed help. And I was somewhere in the back of my mind a dream to be in business for myself, so I joined my uncle. I worked with him about a year, and he basically quit, turned the business over to me, and I ran it for several years after that. I had a great time, but really never did make a lot of money and ended up closing it. And then I worked in the tire-related industry for a few years. Then went into, got an opportunity to work for General Motors, which I worked for 22 years and then retired. So spiritually, you know, beliefs are something that can change on a dime. And I had an experience when I was in training at Wichita Falls. We were marching. I remember specifically, we were marching to class. I had been going to a local church. You know, they came and picked us, some of us guys up. And there was a voice came in my head. It was just like flipping a switch that said, there is no God. And I believed that with my whole heart instantly. I can't explain why that happened. It just happened. But my beliefs changed from believing in God to not believing in God. And it was my early 30s before I felt a prompting to return to church. Ended up in a Lutheran church and served on the board of trustees for that church for several years until we moved, and then went to another Lutheran church, and I served on the board of trustees in that church, as well as the building committee. We had a building project, a major building project going on. So I served in that capacity as the manager for the building construction. And then I had another big change. Divorced my second wife of 24 years. That we had two children with, and ended up in a Unity church, which was a real eye-opener. I really liked the message I heard at Unity, but, you know, with my fundamentalist background, it took me a couple of years to really decide, well, maybe this is okay, what they were teaching. About the same time, I discovered A Course in Miracles, and I discovered a couple by the name of David Paul and Candace Doyle, who had a ministry of teaching people how to hear that voice within themselves, the Holy Spirit, or that inner wisdom, whatever you want to call it. And I was drawn to their ministry, took their introductory class, shortly thereafter, they created a year-long ministerial class, which I joined, going in-depth in their process. They had a simple five-step process of guiding people through to learn how to hear that voice within themselves. And it took me a year and a half to complete the requirements for the ministerial process. I have spoke at some of the at my home Unity Church, as well as a neighboring Unity Church, several times. But let's see, what else? I don't know. Sonia Spahn introduced me to Regina through her ministry. I just wanted to give a shout out to her because that's what led me to Regina and Awakening Together. Sonia was actually part of the ministerial program was doing spiritual counseling with people. We had to do 50 spiritual counseling sessions, which ended up about an hour each with strangers. And Sonia was the second person that I did a spiritual counseling session with. So she's instrumental for me being here today. She also asked me to join their Course in Miracles group, which they had a weekly group that met on a teleconference line, and I did that several years with them. I guess I'm willing to serve. I really try to follow guidance, and I was prompted to put my name on the ballot here, suggested by someone else, and I'm willing to serve or not. I mean, all four people, I think, are more than qualified, and each brings strengths to the process. So, as Spirit guides me, it doesn't necessarily say this is what's going to happen. It says to me, this is what I want you to do now. So stepping forward is that process of following guidance. So anyway, I am going to stop with that. And hopefully there's something in there that was meaningful. But thank you.
Thank you, George. And I appreciate especially the ending part where you talked about the guidance and how this is just what you are to do next, and don't know how it will turn out, but you're just following the guidance. So thank you. And I agree with you. I don't think that we can lose in this election. I think we have four good people to choose from, which is nice. There's nobody that I have to think, boy, I hope not so-and-so. So thank you, George. So up next is Beverly Toporowski. And Bev, the mic is yours.
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, good. I guess I'll start just with my spiritual journey. My spiritual journey began with Christianity. I grew up Methodist, and I would say my spiritual search began pretty early in terms of just me really questioning, which probably is true for a lot of people. Like, I was in like high school, and I was really trying to I guess figure things out, and I started reading the Bible, not understanding a word cover to cover, still reading anyway, and just doing things that I thought I was really supposed to do. And I think the beginning of my separation from religion was having a roommate. I think it was like my junior year in high school. I had a roommate who was Hindu. And she was just one of the nicest people I've ever met. And, a lot of Christian teachings teach, anybody who's not Christian, of course, is going to hell. So I remember looking at her and being like, wow, she's going to hell. I'm in trouble. So I really just remember that was the beginning of me saying, okay, this is, the gig is up. This is it. I can't, And so it was a very, powerful time in my life, just making that shift. And then as I came into college and further studies, I just, gobbled up different books, Eckhart Tolle and See Through the Soul, anything I could get my hands on that would just, that would feel nourishing to me. I think my biggest interest in spirituality was healing. I'm a family physician, and I always felt a connection with the mind and the body and how that plays a role in illness. And I just always had this curiosity about, you know, how does this happen, you know? So that, I think, was something that I really, really felt connected to. And I would say that medicine was a little bit of a disappointment in terms of going down that road. I'll read from my bio a little bit just to kind of share with you my path. And then, you know, if anything comes up I want to share, I'll just go ahead and share it. So I did come to Awakening together with through Carrie Christensen, because we both had attended the same Science of Mind Center called Center for Conscious Living. So she was my introduction to Awakening Together and was doing classes at the church. And I've been with Awakening Together, I guess, for a little bit more than two years now. I'm in the third year of Gentle Healing and just finished MPP in June. So Awakening Together has been a vital part of my spiritual journey, definitely. I believe that just the fact that I'm, you know, interested in being on the board is just me just trying to deepen my commitment in some way. So my spiritual journey involved the following. I studied at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which is a four-year program. And this I did while I was in residency. My residency director allowed me to take time off to leave and go back and forth to Barbara Brennan, as long as I agreed to present sort of a grand rounds on it. So I was lucky in that I was very much supported in residency to go ahead and study that. I study science of mind and science of mind practitioner. I read and studied Course in Miracles in the teacher's manual years ago. Of course, reading it again, it's a brand new book. I currently have an interest in Emma Curtis Hopkins, which is one of the major metaphysical teachers in science of mind. And also was interested in studying Phineas Quimby, who is sort of the father of science of mind. Recently have had some interest in the Kabbalah as it relates to the Tarot, and finding out that there's a lot of spiritual depth in that study. So my spiritual journey has involved sharing what I've learned through a series called Healing Through Consciousness. So this series involved a lot from The Power of Now, A Course in Miracles, and some energy healing concepts that related to both of these. And so as a family physician, the path has deeply affected how I practice medicine as well as how I see what we call healing, you know. My business experience would be mainly involved my energy healing practice called Body and Soul. In 2002, I basically finished, I guess I was working at Einstein in Philadelphia, and I was there for about a year and a half, and then I quit because it just wasn't in sync with where I was at that time. And I had just finished up Barbara Brennan, and I opened an energy healing practice. I just, you know, took out a loan for $10,000 and opened an energy healing practice in Philadelphia in Chestnut Hill. And it was just a really amazing journey for me. It taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about human nature. So during this time, I met a client who dealt with an underserved population in the African American community. And I began to work with her through her radio program. And so she asked me to come on her program. And I've since 2002 have been in and out, off and on working with her. And so I would do a talk series similar to what I had done in my practice. And of course it would evolve as I had evolved, but it was just a really exciting experience for me. My course series began to involve other things like some of the science of mind and some things from Regina even that I would integrate into the teachings. So the most gratifying thing was that I was able to bring to the radio station audience whose focus had been injustice, racism, and disenfranchisement, a sense of empowerment by going beyond race and socioeconomic identity. So I was faced with, you know, very difficult, loaded questions as an African-American myself, that I was able to move through with truth. And these inquiries brought up more inquiries that forced myself as well as the audience to question the belief in the pain that has formed such a rigid identity. So to honor their journey while making known the freedom that is always available was my goal. And so this was just a very powerful experience for me because, you know, having the opportunity just to come from a different place, still having experienced some of the things that they've experienced and without dismissing or, you know, doing a spiritual bypass around any of the things that they may be going through, I was able to connect with them on a different level. And connect with myself on a different level because, you know, there was a lot of release that, you know, I myself, of course, needed to do as well. So so this was very, very powerful for me and continues to be. Other things, I think that's it. Being nominated for the board was really a surprise. And I kind of was like, really? You know? But really just wanting to show up was what I wanted to do. And just knowing that, you know, knowing Jay, I believe I met George in the class and just, you know, connecting with Aggie just now, which, you know, I could just feel her heartfelt energy. I just know that we're in good hands regardless of what happens. And, you know, just really wanting to show up in this space as best I can. And that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Bev. And I think that, you know, Bev was ordained in our most recent ordination ceremony. And it was immediately after the ordination ceremony that she was nominated. So somebody listened to her homily that she gave as her first homily and boom, thought, well, she's somebody that should be on the member board of trustees. So probably not everybody knows her as well since she's somewhat new to Awakening Together. But yeah, we're very happy to have you with us. And she is an Awakening Together minister. all right, this leaves Jay. Jay was a founding trustee, which means that he was one of the very first trustees. In fact, he was on the member board of trustees before Awakening Together opened its doors. And the founding trustees serve 6-year terms. By the way, all other trustees serve 3-year terms. So whoever we elect now will have a 3-year term. But the founding trustees serve 6-year terms, and Jay's 6-year term is up this year. And so he is up for re-election, which would give him another 3 years. And with that said, I'm turning the mic over to Jay.
Yeah, thank you, Regina. Yeah, something I didn't think about years ago when we first started this whole thing out, that, you know, 6 years down, like, gosh, I'll have to be reelected, right? There's not just an entitlement to continue. So this is a different viewpoint. And I did have to go through some things to face that. And what I did is I let go any personal attachment I have to outcome. And I'm just now at zero, like Billy was talking about, saved by zero, right? The fix. And whatever happens, happens. You know, I did feel moved to run again. I moved out here to La Vida most recently to be closer to the retreat center and certainly closer to Regina. In fact, I just ran into her on lunch break Friday going to the store. So that's the position I'm in now. And the viewpoint I'm coming from it's a new viewpoint because I've been a part of Awakening Together from the very beginning. And now I'm seeking re-election to continue to be on the Board of Trustees to serve in that capacity, if that is what the will of the larger whole is. So, hey, Sonia, how you doing? I've really been interested in spirituality my whole life. I guess when I was a kid, and my mom had that near-death experience. I've talked about this a few times on that auspicious day of 7-7 of 77, saying to me in my head, Jay, it's time for you to wake up. But she meant to go to junior high school that day. But now, just recently, I took that as spirit saying to me, this is your time to wake up, period, macro level. So I'm like, oh, that's what that message was started. I just wanted to get up that day. Come on, this is such a no. I definitely have felt that calling my whole life. And after I went to college at University of Nebraska in Lincoln, where I studied business and the Russian language. And I was also for 2 years in Air Force ROTC to become an Air Force officer. But when we were 400 officer candidates were all chanting, kill the Russians in an Air Force base in California, I decided I was going to quit because I didn't want to kill the Russians. I liked Russians. I was studying the language. I'm patriotic, but I don't know. There was just a change of heart. And I was like a desire to want to serve, right? And so I took that as like military patriotic service. And so when I was a little bit lost after I quit and didn't know what I wanted to do. And after graduating college, I moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and I found just sort of on a, you know, not knowing what to expect kind of thing, throwing my life up to God. And I found an organization called the School of Metaphysics. And that was about the age of 24. And I spent many years in that organization all the way to age 41, where I served as a volunteer to teach many, many classes and give lectures on metaphysical topics, primarily meditation, concentration, and all of the self-awareness fellowship practices that we adapted their lessons from Paramahansa Yogananda. And I practiced all of those practices every day for 16 years. I taught and directed 5 different schools in Madison, Kansas City, St. Louis, Louisville, and then in Chicago. I had to manage the finances of the center, recruit new students, teach teachers. I also attended a year and a half College of Metaphysics program. I taught more than 10 different teachers, other directors to replace myself as a leader when I left. And I also created this thing called the Peace Mandala, which is a beautiful tile mosaic. It's a 9-foot wide mosaic pattern that is now used as a ceremonial practice for people to lay tiles down and have a thought of peace. And they're only about 16 years in, and they're only about 4,000 of the tiles in, so they got a ways to go. I don't know if I'll live to the end when they actually finish it, but I also was really into dream interpretation for a long time, actually had a 1-hour dream interpretation program on CBS when I was in Louisville every other month with a news anchor named Don G. I actually sat at the news desk on CBS and took live dream interpretation calls, which was kind of a trip. I eventually completed the course of study over a very long time and earned a doctorate of divinity from that organization. I did receive Teacher of the Year Award, and none of that really means a lot to me right now. I'm sitting here recounting this, but it's kind of feels like a dream in a way. But I did feel there was a class I taught. We were really into astrology and like looking at who you attract to yourself. And when I was in Chicago, I started a class of 13 students, and they were one of every single sun sign perfectly balanced. It was 100% perfect, and 2 Libras. And so I took that as a sign, like my learning in the organization was done. So in that class, 4 of those people became teachers and 2 of them became directors and really took great leadership positions in the organization. So I left a lot of powerhouse people behind me. So when I did leave, I left on a very good note and just felt called to throw my life to spirit as to what's next, because I knew I was done there, right? And I was in Chicago and spent about 2 years, I would call distracted in physical things. And then I met some people and got associated with this little hole in the wall place called the Peace Center. I was all meditating and practicing and getting back into the Course in Miracles at this time. I was originally into the Course in Miracles in 1987, but didn't study it a whole lot during my time in the School of Metaphysics. And I met a woman named Linda McNabb, who was also coordinating some of the activities at the Peace Center. And one of the activities we did was to invite a lady named Regina Dawn Akers to come at our Peace Center on NTI. Linda McNabb suddenly left back to San Diego and left me holding the bag to organize this workshop for this woman named Regina Dawn Akers. So I'm like, okay, well, here we are. And then we talked to her. Set up, she was going to stay at my condo, and I stepped in as the host, and I was really impressed with Regina and hearing her, and just spending time with her. I felt a great connection with Regina, a spiritual connection. And out of the blue, Regina said, "Do you want to come to India with me?" Like, out of the blue. I mean, I literally met her just 2 days before. And so I had the money, and I was like, okay, sounds good to me. And so I went off on a journey to India for almost 3 weeks and had an amazing experience. So at this point, obviously, I realized that Regina's for real. You get that feeling with people, if you can feel that they're genuine or not, or how committed they are or not. And I got, like if you had a meter, you could hold up to someone and it goes from 0 to 10. Like she was at a 10 on the meter scale of how committed, serious, genuine, authentic. Like, and I just, it was rare to meet people like that, right? So I realized, well, I want to connect here. I want to be a part of whatever the heck she's doing, because that's the kind of devotion and energy I want to be associated with. And, not only building myself, but, awakening, enlightenment. I called it enlightenment. I call it awakening now. But, and then the whole idea of Awakening Together came, and I was invited to be part of the core team to start Awakening Together, and many meetings and policies and lots of learning, a huge amount of learning through the whole process. I'm incredibly happy to see where Awakening has come now. There's just so much maturity through so many different roller coasters that we went through, and incredible learning and awarenesses in each of them. And it just feels so much more stable now as an organization. My own journey in Chicago, I went through the MPP program here. Some of the things I've studied before, but the mind I went through it with this time, like the Bhagavad Gita and the other holy scriptures, was very different. Is looking at it more from consciousness and from awareness. I think when I first studied it, it was more like, how do I become a better human? But definitely spiritual-like, but not to the depth that I've studied and experienced with Awakening Together. I also then came up with the idea for the forum, and I bought the software. We didn't implement it until our lovely Aggie Michkowski came along to deliver us the passion and commitment and time and energy she's given to it. But I had a dream for it years ago. It kind of sat dormant for a long time. I mostly spent my energies facilitating MPP through 3 different cycles. I facilitated MPP courses, and I've been having presenting minister once a month here for a number of years through Awakening Together. I've also helped Aggie, less or so, but it's mostly Aggie in recent time, to get the forum going again. I helped with the icons and just some advice and stuff like that. But it was mostly, I'd say, 15% me, 85% Aggie. But I am on the AT Forum subcommittee as one of the places that I'm serving. I'm not actively right now serving as a facilitator for MPP. I did recently fill in for someone that was unavailable just as a, because I felt called to do that. I was at the right place at the right time, and I just volunteered in recently. It was a 6-week class. I'm currently studying General Healing Year 3, and I've been a part of General Healing throughout the process of all the years of General Healing. I had the title webmaster. However, it seems like Regina is more like the webmaster. but I certainly put in my two cents when necessary. I've been on most of the pilgrimages and retreats, not all. This last one to Israel, I did not go on. But I just went on most recently to the one on Italy. And in my move here recently to La Vida, which was a big move for me, I had definitely some resistance come up, and still some resistance now even, but it's been an amazing experience being here. I'm taking care of the grounds at the retreat center, and interacting some with some of the retreat participants. And I'm also slated to help with participating in some construction projects that Jacqueline has in mind. So all during this time, I've worked as a database consultant, building custom databases for companies, sort of to earn money all this time. My real passion's been everything that I've described. I want to continue serving in this next chapter of Awakening Together. I'm also unattached to whatever happens. I'm now being voted in. That will or won't happen, right? So everything's really up to spirit. So Bev and Aggie and George are all amazing beings. And, I just want to look at this as having nothing to do with anything that's come before. You know, this is about what's happening right now. So whatever is to be, I am embracing and accepting. There was a lot of information there. I don't feel like I talked about my own journey, personal spiritual journey, a whole lot throughout that. But there's just been amazing things I've faced, and Regina's helped me through countless times where I was almost going to quit, or, well, if you don't do this, I'm going to quit, and all these whiny things. I mean, she's definitely helped me through so many different challenges. But certainly been a theme of my whole life, spirituality. But, you know, as I'm learning now, it's about letting go of that. Like, I'm not a spiritual person. You know, all these identities that get formed, right? You got to let all that stuff go. So I'm open to the next step, whatever it is. So that's it, Regina, giving up the mic.
All right. Thank you very much, Jay. What's Jacqueline about? You can't quit. It's like the mob or a roach motel. Yeah. In the earlier days of Awakening Together, sometimes I don't remember. Oh, because we used to have one particular personality who would come into the sanctuary and cause a lot of trouble. And I think one time Jay and another person got very upset. Jay and another trustee and just wanted to leave because they were so frustrated with this person. And I talked to them about that. So, and now that person's gone. So it wouldn't have been worth quitting for that person, would it? That person's gone. Yeah. we still have 15 minutes left. So I guess my next question is, does anybody here have a question you would like to ask one of the nominees or all of the nominees? Or is there a question you would like to ask about the member board of trustees that may help you cast your vote? And if so, let us know what your question is. Okay, Sonia has asked, are you the only remaining founding trustee board member? No, Jacqueline was also a founding trustee. And in fact, just to let you guys know, part of the composition of the member board of trustees are appointed trustees, and part of the composition are elected trustees. So the president minister is an appointed trustee, the vice president minister is an appointed trustee, and the sanctuary director is an appointed trustee. Because again, this is the board that manages the day-to-day operations, and to try and manage the day-to-day operations without the president minister, the vice president minister, and the sanctuary director might be a little bit foolish. Because we're the ones that are doing the majority of the work, and we're the ones that know what's going on. So we're appointed, we're not elected. But when our positions end, we're no longer on the board. And if we want to be on the board, then we have to be elected. So three appointed positions, and then all of the others are elected. And any other questions? Okay, Shauna, please go ahead.
I'd like to ask everyone how they see Awakening Together growing in the future. How would they implement that?
And I think that's for you guys. So whichever one of you feels you're ready to answer. Okay, Jay, I see Jay first. After Jay, we'll take Beverly.
A massive, highly funded marketing campaign. No, I'm just joking. I've gone around, Shauna, with this in my own experience quite a bit. And Regina, every step of the way, has been a voice for sanity and spirit-centered attitudes rather than mind-centered attitudes. And it's funny because I quit School of Metaphysics and says, I don't want to be a part of organizations anymore. Well, here I am thinking, you know, we got to grow this thing and all this. What's interesting is what I've noticed is like MPP's taken off. And a lot of classes and new folks coming in. Carrie Christensen has done a lot to bring people in. You know, word of mouth, you know, like meeting people, connecting. That's how I've seen Awakening Together grow, genuine connections through people, not through marketing campaigns, not through some through our website, but mostly through people. Like someone shares from their passion to other people because they love to do that and people find out about it. So how I see it growing in the future is more people sharing from a point of genuine willingness, their learning and having an open attitude with wanting to share that, not from a point of recruiting, but from a point of wanting to just simply reach out. And as a natural byproduct of that, it may grow. I'm now against any artificial means of growing Awakening Together, which is a huge shift for me. Huge shift for me. I'm very business-minded, as Don would say. So, you know, that's been a big shift for me. So that's how, to answer your question, that's how I see it growing organically, naturally, through that kind of means. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you very much, Jay. And Beverly, I saw your hand.
Sorry, I'm having trouble unmuting. I think I talked to Jay a little bit about this because I was trying to see how I would see my role in Awakening Together. And having done some other programs, what I found was the accessibility was not there, whether it was a financial thing or something else. And I just feel like Awakening Together is so accessible. I think that, as Jay was saying, just in terms of connecting with people and sharing this, what we know or teachings, I think that that would lead to people like myself who really have grown from this work, moving on and just wanting to be connected, you know. I know that, you know, when I've work with, you know, the audience that I talked about, my last two times that I was there, you know, I was talking a lot about Regina and the work that she had done and the things that she had shared that had helped me. And just through that, there was just, you know, a lot of interest. But I don't know, I feel like just, you know, like you said, connecting with people and just really sharing, you know, what this is with as many people as possible. Because I think it's just important would be how I would see Awakening Together growing and flourishing just organically in that way. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And George or Aggie, please go ahead.
So I find that a kind of a difficult question to answer, because I'm not there and we're not together and we don't have a specific issue with which to ask for guidance. So I, you know, for me, growing AT doesn't seem as, well, number one, I don't think it's any of our business, right? This is like, if things are meant to happen if we live what we're trying to learn, if we live this life, things will either show up, we'll be nudged, and in that moment, then we'll do whatever needs to be done. But I can't answer that question. I really can't, you know? For me, what this is, I see this as an opportunity to be with really serious, committed, like-minded people living this life. And through that, if we do that, do you think that it won't shine through us to anybody and everybody who we see, come in contact with? Somebody's going to say, man, what is that? You know, somebody just spit in your face and it didn't bother you. What is it that you're taking? And you say, well, this is the teaching that I've been following. So for me, it's like, that's the most crucial thing. That's, if AT is going to grow, it's going to be because we live this life that we say is important to live. And whatever that turns out to be in specifics, God knows. And, you know, if we do it, it will happen. So that's my answer.
Thank you very much, Aggie. And George, do you want to reply to that?
Sure. Yeah, I'm in agreement with Aggie. You know, first of all, the future of Awakening Together is not in our hands. It's in Spirit's hands. And to the extent that we really follow guidance, the exact right thing will happen. I can't imagine that this organization is not going to grow. It has such a solid base in following guidance that I just don't see, there's so much out there that people are falling away from, particularly in the Christian community. Christian churches are closing every day. I'm not going to speculate on that, but, I think that this organization, Spirit through this organization, answers a question that people don't even know that they need to ask. And once they get to that point of realizing, asking the right question, they will be drawn to this organization. So that's, I'll end with that.
Thank you. I have a question. We only have 5 minutes left, so I don't know if you'll each be able to answer. But my question is, lots of times when I listen to people, a couple of y'all when answering today, when you're describing yourself, you mentioned my name. Sometimes when I listen to people's teachings, I hear them mention my name. What I would like to know is, what's the value of Awakening Together minus Regina? Jay, go ahead.
Well, I did mention RDA numerous times in the beginning of how we formed Awakening Together. Yes, this is not the cult of RDA. I'm not an acolyte of RDA. Regina absolutely does not want acolytes or cult followers. It's the opposite of that, in fact, right? And yes, this is about RDA, but it's about the fact that RDA is saying she doesn't want to be about RDA over and over again. For several years now, there's been a big movement to make sure that we're strong minus RDA, which isn't an easy thing to do, in my opinion, as an organization in general. That Regina did have a big influence, major central influence in starting primary, in fact. But again, like the desire to leave something better than when you found it, to teach a teacher before you move on, or like I did, I taught a director to take over the center I was leaving, right? You're supposed to replace yourself, Regina's father's advice, etc. All excellent advice. And so I think Regina's following that. And it's when I talk about stability and maturity of the organization, I think we're really starting to get, and Jacqueline has really stepped up in a leadership role.
And we just have so many mighty companions here that really now I'm starting to get the feeling of Awakening Together and us as an organization, minus Regina. And I don't mean that to cut you out, Regina, prematurely. I just meant to say that the energy is changing, okay, and at least in my view.
And Jay, I'm going to be like a debate monitor and cut your answer short because we only have a couple minutes left, and I'd love to hear from somebody else too. So who else would like to answer? Aggie.
In a way, it's the same answer that I gave before, Regina. You know, it's, you know, you're like so many other teachers out there, and you're leading the way. You've pointed it out, and the responsibility is for us to incorporate it and to become that. You know, I don't know how else to say that. I just, you know, it's our responsibility. You know, if we're looking to you as, you know, a guru that is somehow going to take us, you know, it's like my idea of wanting pixie dust. You know, if you can sprinkle something over my head and just take me there, you know, that would be great. But it doesn't work that way. And we know it. I mean, look at us. Most of us, some of us anyways, have gray hair. I mean, I've been doing this for a long, long time. And it finally comes down to, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to practice what you preach? Are you willing to walk the talk? And that's where we are. And I applaud you for bringing that up and making it a point that that is not something you're looking for us to do, because it isn't going to help us, not one bit. At least that's my opinion.
Thank you very much. And in like 30 seconds or less, Bev or George, do you have answers?
I'll step in quickly. I've never seen you as my personal guru. You set a fabulous example in following spirit, and there are others in this organization that will step forward and do the same.
Thank you, Bev. You have anything you want to throw in? We still have another minute or so that we could use.
Still trying to unmute. Anyway, just quickly, I feel like, I guess, Awakening Together, I feel like, you know, this awareness or this isness is moving and having its impact as we allow it to, you know, through each of us. So I feel like you've been guided and you've been following your intuition and so forth, but that same isness or that energy or that awareness is here for us all, which I guess is what you are teaching. So it's, you know, without you, it still is what it is. And if we say yes to it and allow it to move through us, then it'll be what it will be.
Thank you very much. Because that's the next group of trustees that may need to move the organization forward without me. So it's important to hear those answers. And so I want to thank you all for coming and sharing. And now I have to, I really still don't know who I'm going to vote for. So it's time for me to go within and find out. Thank you very much, everyone. And I am releasing the mic.